Today we explore new holiday traditions and being away from home. Working. She worked all Thanksgiving, and so I had Thanksgiving dinner with her coworkers. Her boss invited me.
Nice.
Yeah,
well, something we can talk about.
Yeah, it is something we can talk about. Welcome to the podcast. This is the Socratic Neighbors podcast. We are doing monthly podcasts now instead of our normal bi-weekly or whatever. And we are the podcast. Podcasters that think things through. We like to think things through. We like to talk about things. This is an opportunity for everybody to gauge the conversation. I have no idea what's going on with my microphone. There we go. All right. And we'll see how this goes. But anyway, so with me in the virtual studio, as always, is...
Quick Carl.
And we've got Bronco there, and I've got Winnie over here, and... We'll make it a four-legged friendly podcast as well.
There you go.
But anyway, how are you doing, Mr. Carl?
I'm doing all right. I'm liking the warmer weather right now, so that's making me a happy camper. And my son and his family, the one you met, is coming in for a couple of days at the beginning of December. They're going to fly out. They're flying out to San Diego from here because her brother is graduating from the boot camp for the Marines.
Oh, cool.
So they're gonna hang a couple of days here and then head up there. That's right.
That's
salute
right.
Salute our veterans.
Semper Fi.
Semper Fi. Hoorah.
Semper Fi. Do or die. We had a cold front come through here in Florida, and it got down to 64. And
wow. I feel your pain.
We brought out the sweaters and sweatpants and long sleeve t-shirts and quickly had to put them away because it got back up to 80 the next day.
Yeah, well, you got to do what you got to do. And you lived here, so you know stuff like that happens here too, off and on.
Right, right, for sure. But my mom was teasing me the other day. She goes, "Has that was a cold front hit yet?" I said, "Yeah." I said it got down to 58. She goes, 58, you're so miserable.
Yeah. There was no sarcastic in that tone.
No, there was not. It was just, it's funny. My mom's pretty great. But anyway, so what do we got for a topic today?
Today, our topic is on the holidays. What we did for the holidays, what we're planning on for the holidays, and now that you're moved away from your family and I'm without my spouse anymore and my kids don't live here. I've had to learn to do some different things for the holidays. So I think what we're going to do is discuss what we're doing, what we've done and how we will go forward on our old and new traditions.
For sure. That sounds pretty good. It'd be interesting. This is our first holiday podcast because we haven't even done a year yet, have we?
No, I don't think we have.
Yeah, so this would be first holiday podcast. This is what, episode, what, 15? Yeah, it's episode, no, 14. Yeah,
14.
But yeah, this would be interesting. All right, so do you want me to go first?
Or go ahead.
You want to go first? So this is going to sound really corny, but I like the holiday tradition because I grew up in a dry household. So I like the holiday tradition of apple cider, sparkling apple cider.
Yeah.
And I think that's definitely something that I'm going to carry forward because, I mean, I mean, I'll probably have alcohol in the house a little bit, but I'm not gonna go super heavy with it like some people do.
See, not a truck's not gonna back up with a keg in it,
right? And but anyway, so I think, but also like it's a good way for kids to think they're having champagne without actually having champagne, you know?
Right.
And, like,
exactly.
That was kind of the novelty for us, is like, oh, this is champagne, but it's not really champagne. But that's something that I really enjoyed as a kid is the holiday tradition of using, of when we gave thanks at Thanksgiving, and when we did our Christmas prayer at Christmas, we used sparkling apple cider, Martinelli's specifically. Not that we're.
I'm familiar with that one.
Yeah, so that's what we did. That's one of my favorite traditions that will probably carry over from generation to generation, or that Amy and I will do. And Amy's family is kind of funny. She did the same thing.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, they're the same about sparkling apple cider.
And she lived in a dry household as well.
Moderately dry household. Her extended family was not dry, but her house was dry. So, like, whereas my extended family, all of my extended family is a dry household. So,
okay,
I say moderately, even though actually she wasn't.
I'd say growing up, at least for the holidays, we weren't a dry household, but at the same time, we didn't really, my parents didn't really drink. Occasionally, they'd have some wine and they'd give me some, but it was usually a little bit of Mogan David and a 7-Up with 7-Up. So, I felt like I was drinking a lot of wine when I was like 5.
Right.
But no, we didn't. When we got together with our family at Christmas, like where we would take turns going to all our aunts and uncles' house on my dad's side, they all pretty much had something to drink. And I used to walk around because my uncles would give me sips of stuff. So right. I felt pretty good after we would leave.
Right.
But it was all right. My grandmother's side, on my mom's side, my grandmother there, she wasn't necessarily a teetotaler, but I don't think we ever drank at her house.
Interesting.
So,
what's the tradition that you would like to keep going and keep doing?
Well, one thing we did with my kids in growing up, there was a couple things we did that are a moot point right now. But when my kids were little, when they were still believing in Santa Claus, that's a disclaimer if any kids are listening.
spoiler alert.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Spoiler alert. I would make sure that there was nothing under our Christmas tree until Christmas morning. So they had to, so that Santa Claus didn't deliver anything till Christmas Eve. And even if people sent them stuff, I would put it under there, wouldn't put it under there, but I would give that person credit and say, oh, well, that person talked to Santa Claus, and because of them, you got this gift. So you can make sure you thank them when you see them. But they were technically given a gift, but they told Santa Claus about it.
Yeah.
So it worked out that way. But, you know, I'd be up all night putting stuff together and getting all the stuff under the tree while they were asleep. And then one of them would wake up like at 1 o'clock in the morning, goes, he's here, he's here, he's got here. Come on, get up. So we would like go back to sleep. No, get up. So we would go back and we would go to the living room while the kids went nuts. And basically I went back to sleep while they were opening stuff. And
that's funny.
So that was one tradition. And then as they got older, they were still young, but as they got older, and one we kept alive, and I still keep it alive even after Laura passing away. We always went out for Chinese food on Christmas Eve, or we would go out on Christmas Day if there was a Chinese place open. And then if we could get the Chinese people at the restaurant to sing "Deck the Halls with Falls of Hari," that would be awesome. But that was something we always did, and I still do. And I still try to get them to sing it if they can. But So that was one thing we always did because of a Christmas Story. That, if anybody has seen that movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, you should watch it. And we put the leg lamp in the window because we always had a leg lamp. So we always put it, and every year I get a bigger one to put in the window. But that was the other tradition for that movie that we always did. Other than that, we usually did when the kids got older and our grandkids came along, we started doing Christmas on Christmas Eve because they always go to their other grandparents for Christmas Day. So Christmas Eve became our day to open our night to open everything. And my wife would go way overboard. Like those kids probably had enough toys to last them a lifetime on one night. She did this every year. So that was nuts, I thought. But you know what? Let her have her fun. And she used to decorate outside too. We never ever put anything outside our house. We didn't decorate the house so much. We always had a tree. We used to have a real tree. And when I was a kid, we always had a real tree, except maybe twice we had an artificial one. We had a white one year. That was different. But we got an artificial tree, put the traditional tree up and everything. And we had a manger scene underneath the tree. But my wife started putting, when the grandkids came along, she started putting, building a whole village outside the house. So it was nuts. It was like Clark Griswold with me on the roof trying to put all these lights on. And I told her, I said, I'm leaving them up there. We can turn them on year round now. But, she had a big blow up snow globe in the yard. And, it was just insane. We went from one extreme to the other. Like overnight, we were an entire North Pole, just like that.
Right.
Just so the kids would have that to look at. So that was different. Now in my current situation, I haven't decorated anything. I'm not putting anything out really. I watched Hallmark movies. Tried to watch them last year so that the Christmas scenes would change my decorations every movie. In the apartment, that was my Christmas decorations. That was different, huh? But I couldn't bring myself to really watch it because I was thinking of my wife. Now her family lives down here, and during holidays like Thanksgiving, they pick a Saturday and everybody comes over for Thanksgiving dinner and brings something. But for Christmas, they actually get together on actually Christmas Day, and they all go over there and they have exchange gifts, and they have a white elephant gift, which is something that you buy. You spend $50 on. You buy. It's not a goofy gift. It's a gift you would actually want. It's something good, but it's a white elephant thing where they pass it around. Then they open it and go, "Well, I don't want it." Then they roll dice, and then somebody else gets it, or they can take it away. Yeah. So, and they even do that with the kids, the grandkids, and the nieces and nephews do have their own version of it.
Right.
It's crazy. So we do that and we have dinner and then that's it. But I did talk them into going out for Chinese food because they never done that before right before Christmas. So that was different. And usually being Catholic, I used to try to go to midnight mass, you know, just because it was a tradition and it was, you know, on Christmas Day and the birth at midnight. So I used to go to that. Last year, I went with my wife's family to their church service, and it was nice. It was the Woodlands Church, which you probably aren't familiar with.
Right.
Yeah, so we went there. But, I mean, I kept a few traditions along, but they're still – but I'm kind of feeling my way through the new traditions because it's – the last couple of years have been a little different for me. Right. And, like, the year before that, I was home in New Jersey by myself. Why my wife was down here because I was recovering from my heart surgery and I was by myself there. But one constant has been I've had Bronco with me the whole time. So it's actually been him and me. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
But yeah. Anyway, I didn't mean to rattle on, but that's kind of where I'm at and what I did in the past.
So it's kind of weird for Amy and I being out here. It's kind of weird for Amy and I being out here because, I mean, We got no family. There was no family around, and we are still trying to get it. We're more on our feet than we were when we moved here, but we're still trying to get on our feet a little bit. And I mean, there's not a whole lot of opportunity for us to travel right now. So it puts us in a situation where we kind of have to form our own traditions for Christmas. But like the big tradition that that she and I already have is that the day after Thanksgiving, we start decorating for Christmas. My wife has a terrible habit of listening to Christmas music all year round because she loves Christmas. And so the only time she doesn't want to listen to Christmas music is a brief period between the end of Christmas Day and New Year's. Other than that, she always wants to listen to Christmas music.
He doesn't
music.
Want to listen to it.
So the only reason Pandora and Spotify still have a Christmas playlist all year round is because of my wife.
That's great.
But anyway, I don't like listening to Christmas music all year round. To me, it's day after Thanksgiving. I'm ready to start getting into the Christmas spirit.
Right.
She's always bugging me, you know, week before Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving, she doesn't really care about Thanksgiving. She cares about the day after Thanksgiving. That's when she can start decorating for Christmas. Yesterday, because we live in a new apartment, we were talking about what to do for Christmas decorations. And so the patios at our old place, which is where you're at, they're pretty big. I mean, it's a pretty generous patio for...
Oh, nice.
The patio at your place is pretty big.
Yours is smaller?
Mine's small. Mars is much smaller.
Oh, okay.
And so even for it being a two-bedroom, the challenge is where do we put all these decorations that we had for this patio for Texas?
Right, because you don't have the space like you do.
Right, yeah.
There.
And so I lined above the kitchen there, we have vaulted ceilings, and above the kitchen there's this kind of, the kitchen is kind of separated from the rest of the apartment, and it's got a little gap between the top of the kitchen and the ceiling. And so I just strung lights all along there and then went all the way around the living room. And so now, I also connected it to one of the switches. So every time she wants to see the Christmas lights, she just flips the switch and it turns on all the Christmas lights in the room. So she was pretty happy about that yesterday.
She probably wanted to leave that up year round.
Yeah, she might. I don't really want to, but I'll leave the nails up there in case we're here next year. But
there you go. Why don't you talk about a little bit what you did yesterday for Thanksgiving? Since this is your first one away from home.
Well, for Thanksgiving, Amy had to work, so I cleaned the apartment. I scrubbed it down a little bit and, you know, got everything organized and put stuff where it needed to be that hadn't been there in a long time. And then got everything kind of coordinated for her and so that she could come home and just relax. And then probably around 3:30, I headed over to her work because her boss and I have a pretty good relationship, because I actually used to, where she works now, I used to work there before I got transferred to Naples. And so her boss, you know, was like, you know, just come here for Thanksgiving and we'll have food and everything. So they have two dinner services that they do at the hotel that she works at. So they have like a lunch Thanksgiving dinner service, and then they have a dinner Thanksgiving dinner service. So the one in the evening is in the restaurant, and the one for lunch is in the ballroom. So
okay.
Amy worked the ballroom shift, and then I came afterwards. They have plenty of extra food, so the employees sit down and give thanks and Nice. That's what we did. So I mean, it was.
If he's still working here next year, it might be a tradition.
Yeah, it could end up being a tradition. I mean, it really wasn't like for her having to work. It really wasn't that bad. I really didn't think it was that bad. But I mean, she doesn't want to work because it's Thanksgiving. It's the holiday. She doesn't like it, you know. And
I understand.
That's understandable. And but I mean, one of my employees had to work yesterday. Not yesterday, day before yesterday, and Thursday, he had to work. And but I mean, he's expecting a kid, so his kid is due first week of December. And so I said, well, if you work Thanksgiving, I'll work Christmas for you. So because it'll be baby's first Christmas.
Yeah.
And he's like, okay, that's fair. He didn't want to work Thanksgiving, but I said, look, you know, I'll trade you. You work Thanksgiving. I'll either work Christmas or I'll find somebody to work your shift on Christmas. You know, if we have to do that, if there is, and he said, okay, that's fine. So, but I mean, for me, I mean, it's not the worst Thanksgiving. I don't think it's the worst Thanksgiving I'll ever have. And it's certainly not going to be one of the better Thanksgivings I've ever had. But it's definitely something that's a little different. And it felt really nice to just sit down with people that I knew, not necessarily people that are family, but just people that I knew, and also my wife, and just kind of just relax. And I was there probably 2 hours on Thursday. I had her work, just kind of hanging around and, you know, talking to people and I actually talked to some guests, and her boss goes, what are you doing talking to my guests? And I was like, they just think I'm a guest at the hotel because I'm in casual clothes. Like, you know, I was like, he's like, I said, I'm not in a uniform. I'm not wearing blacks like the rest of your crew. I said, I was just in casual clothes. And I said, they probably just think I'm another guest of the hotel making conversation. And he goes, oh yeah, you're right. So it's just really funny.
You know, technically you were a guest though.
It's true.
Yeah.
Technically. Yeah. But, yeah. And then, we didn't really do any Black Friday shopping. I'm not a big fan of Black Friday shopping. I really,
me either.
I mean, I like the prices for some of the stuff that I can get, but I really just,
it's fighting the mobs.
Yeah. And so I think we went digital for Black Friday this year, and,
good move.
Yeah, there was a turntable on Amazon that was half off, so we bought a turntable with some vinyl records, and so nice. I grew up
with that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's really kind of cool. I've never owned one before. I've seen one used, but I've never owned one. And
you can plug them into your USB port now, right?
Yeah. well, this one that we bought has Bluetooth functionality with it, so you don't have to use the turntable. You can use it for like a sound station for your iPad, for your phone or your iPad, and I mean, we bought Amy bought a Taylor Swift record, of course, and I bought a Imagine Dragons record, and so we were listening to that yesterday when it came in.
Listening to vinyl.
I was pretty enthusiastic about it. I mean, I really like it. I really do. I really enjoy the vinyl. It's definitely a novelty item because it's obviously not necessary.
Did you get the Snap Crackle Pop?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
God, that's the best.
Yeah. Yeah. It was. And then it goes, and then it just goes right into the songs, you know. And Amy's like, how do I, you know, like, and so I was showing her, because I sat there and messed with it probably about 15 minutes before I figured everything out. Like, it's very simple. For what it is, it's a very simple machine, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought it would be a little bit more complex than it was, but it's very simple. You just put the needle on the, and I like that on the vinyl they have the little gaps between the songs, so you know which song you want to choose,
right?
And so I was showing Amy the record, and I said, this is, you know, because I called it by its name, which is an LP, you know.
Yeah.
And
right.
It's an LP. I said, Amy, can you bring the Taylor Swift LP over here? And she goes, what's an LP? and she's holding it in her hands. She's holding it in her hands, and it literally says Taylor Swift Red, and then in lower, little small letters underneath Red, it says LP.
Wow.
And I said, Amy, you're holding the LP.
Hey, at least you didn't have any 45s. That would have confused her.
Yeah,
more.
That would have. Well, I did have to explain that. I had to explain the three different sizes and the, because I knew about that. I knew about the three different sizes.
And the 78s.
Yeah, the 78s, 78s, the 45s, and the 33s. And so, we have two 33 records right now. Yeah. And then, it's just kind of
16 speed. They had a 16 speed, but I never saw any records with that speed.
Yeah. But it's kind of cool. I think it's cool because it is something that my wife and I just don't use all the time. But it's something cool that we can, you know, pull it out listening to a record. You know, like the
did
way
your, did your parents grow up listening to albums? Did you grow up in a household with albums?
I did not grow up in a household with albums. We did cassettes.
Oh, we did albums at our house.
And but my grandfather did albums. In fact, my dad in their storage unit still has my grandfather's old sound system from 73. It is fascinating. It's the old monofilament tubes.
For
sound.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so my dad was like, well, is this something that you would want? And I said, yeah, but I have no way to get it to Florida. And he goes, okay. I said, I know a lot of guys. Cause I work in the AV industry.
Right,
I said,
right,
dad, there's
right,
a lot
right.
of guys that I know of that would want it just for the nostalgia.
You know, they still make receivers with tubes. Macintosh still makes one. And they're actually making a comeback. They've been around forever, but they're just starting to be more mainstream again. You can even see them at Best Buy.
But Target and Best Buy, they're starting to not carry albums anymore. They're starting not carry CDs anymore. They're starting to carry LP. Vinyl now.
It's like a complete turnaround. Well, CDs, nobody listens to CDs anymore. You just get it off the internet now.
Right, right.
You download your own music.
Or what a lot of people have done is just rip the CD and put it on their iPod. You know, it's like...
Or they've gotten a subscription to, like, music on iTunes or something.
Right.
Where they can listen to everything.
Right. And so there's no need to buy the actual... digital
right.
album or even
yeah,
a CD anymore,
right.
But the nostalgia of actually having a record, a vinyl record, is kind of cool, you know.
Yeah.
And I think it was so funny because my wife was in Target yesterday because she was buying more Christmas. She buys like $100 worth of Christmas decorations every year, and so she was buying more Christmas decorations. And she walked by the music area of Target, and this lady's holding up this record for it was a country music. I forget. But anyway, this lady was holding up the vinyl record, and the lady goes, "They still make these?" And it's like, "Yeah, they still make them, you know, because they're kind of popular." I mean,
one thing you should do, just a side note, when CDs first came out, they had some collector vinyl CDs,
mm-hmm.
and they were worth some money. But what I was going to tell you is, since you got a turntable now, check around and see if you can find a used record store that sells old albums.
Yeah.
You might be able to find all kinds of treasures in there.
Yeah, that would be really cool. It would be cool to own like Queen and all these other, you know, ones.
I still have a bunch of old albums. I got a ton of old albums.
Yeah, and my dad was like, man, he's like, I didn't know you were going to buy a turntable. He says, I would have sent you all your grandfather's old records. And I was like, that would be cool, like, to have my grandfather's old records.
You'll probably get them eventually. You can ship them to you, or you get well, next time you go
no,
home.
No, I think they took them to a pawn shop and just...
Oh, they got rid of them?
Yeah,
okay.
They got rid of them. Because they're living in a senior living home. So they have no use for any of that. That's not true. My dad said that they took the no, because the turntable isn't in that stereo anymore. It's just the stereo receiver.
Well, your grandfather's living in that guest house, though, isn't he?
No. This is my dad's side, not my
Oh, your dad's side. Okay, dad's I got you.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, I think they still have the records. No, because, yeah, my dad said that they took the turntable out of the stereo.
All right, well, then
so, I mean, they
records.
Probably still have the records.
Yeah. Yeah. There might be some real gems in there.
That might be. I know my dad had a couple of records and stuff like that that he bought for that.
And some of them are worth money. I have the original first Beatles album, and I've seen that go on eBay for, like, thousands of dollars.
Yeah. Yeah, it'd be really cool to start building an actual record collection.
Yeah, and then you're going to start checking out different needles, because they make different needles on the, what do I say? Some of them are like, used to be a company called Diamond Needles, mm-hmm. and theirs was like the top of the cream. It's like, it was like buying a Rolls Royce of the needles. They had different grades of needles for your records.
Yeah. It's pretty funny that, It's pretty interesting the way this just the way it works. And my wife is like, how does all this work? And, you know, I was explaining, you know, the magnetics of it, and
you know, getting back to their traditions, though, and listen to LPs as a tradition, no matter how you look at it. Your wife likes Christmas music. You should see if you can find some Christmas albums to put on there.
Oh yeah, for sure. That's probably what I'm going to give her for Christmas, because this was a little bit more than. The turntable that we bought was a little bit, even though it was half off, it was a little bit more than what normally would pay for something like that. So it's kind of our Christmas gift to each other. So I think I'll probably buy her some.
And you got some kind some of Christmas speaker vinyl. System set up with it.
So it comes with its own speaker, and then it's got a speaker out. So I've already hooked it up. Yeah, I've already hooked it up too.
Yeah, you're into that stuff. You know how to take care of that.
So when I looked at it, I made sure that was one of the features on it that we could hook it up to something else.
Right.
And I really like it. It's kind of in a weird spot in our living room right now, but I think I'll probably make a shelf for it or something. So
my brother-in-law's got a Vitrola in his living room, and it works. He's got 78.
So I bet it does.
He played me some Bing Crosby records when I was over there.
Jeez,
but he had to keep cranking it. It wasn't one of those ones where once you get going, it starts going. He had to keep going back and cranking it to keep it going.
Wow.
was cool.
that's cool. That's really cool.
I'm glad to see your generation getting it back into something that I just took for granted growing up.
Right, right. It is kind of weird. All these little things that people either like it was like a norm or a you know it is really fascinating to you know.
I mean, I remember the holidays listening to Christmas music on AM, and my parents were into country music, so I had to listen to like Eddie Arnold's Christmas hits or Johnny Cash or Eddie, or they'd get a compilation of different country western stars that sang it. But I used to get the kids records, you know, like all the classics like Rudolph and Santa Claus and all that, and I'd listen to all that. Or Gene Autry singing Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Those were all traditional Christmas songs that I listened to on albums. Mm-hmm. We had a stereo in our living room that was a box. You know, like how they had the TV set built into the cabinets the old days when they sat on the floor. We had one of those with the stereo system was with a turntable, and then you could stack records up. So the arm moved and it would drop down the next record when the last one played. And it would just keep dropping them down. You could stack up like three or four records and it would just do it automatically after the album was over.
Oh, interesting. That's cool.
Yeah. If you find one of those, that would be quite a
find. That would be cool. I'd have to actually like get a traditional vinyl what's it called? A vinyl jukebox.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, like get a vinyl jukebox. Yeah, with the little 45s in
it. Yeah.
The arm that comes down and plays the record. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah,
you had one of those and it worked. You'd be golden.
Oh yeah, I could put whatever I wanted into it. That'd be really, oh yeah, really cool.
That'd be pretty neat.
Yeah.
So what's your plan coming up for Christmas then? Since you're real far away.
So plan for Christmas. I think we're going to. I don't think she's going to have to work for Christmas because I think they do it just for Thanksgiving, and then I think that they're going to give them Christmas off. That's basically what her boss had told me. And then for me, I mean, I'll probably have to work that afternoon, but we'll either go over to somebody's house or do our own little Christmas dinner and open gifts and stuff like that. Traditionally for my folks and my family, when we lived in Texas, there was a couple of things we did. Number one was nobody could open their gifts until everybody was ready to open gifts. So, and then we opened gifts one at a time. So you could see what people are opening up, you know, and right. So who is it from? Because often the gifts that you were opening up were also the gifts that people in the room had given you. So that's partly why is so that, you know, you could tell that person, thank you very much, or, you know, whatever.
You got me this. Then they leave in with their head down.
it was pretty funny last Christmas, though, because last Christmas I bought my dad, I think he showed it to you. I bought my dad the Reasons to Vote for Democrats.
Oh yeah, you did show me that.
Yeah,
and it's got. Yeah, he showed it to me.
And it was hilarious because I don't think that Christmas moment. Yeah, it was a blank book. Yeah,
yeah, I remember now.
And he
actually, your grandfather showed it to me.
Yeah, yeah, but I don't think because I bought my dad two books last year, and I bought him a father son book, like the relationships that dads have with their sons, Ben Shapiro, and then I bought a Reasons to Vote Democrats book, and the Reasons to Vote Democrats book, he opens it and he's like, why are you giving this to me? And then I said, Dad, just read the book. And so he starts opening up the book, he realizes it's empty, and he starts bust up laughing. And I don't think that moment would have happened had we opening all the gifts all at the same time, you know. And so it's kind of nice. And then the other big traditional Christmas thing that my parents like to do is that whenever we do the big family vacation, my parents buy a novelty gift. And then they wrap it up with, like, I want to say, like, I mean, it can be like up to 30 layers. And so my dad will start wrapping it and wrap it as many times as he can. And then my mom will wrap it more as many times as she can. And then then my dad comes back and wraps it more as many times as he can. So there's a lot of layers. We all pick a number between, you know, 1 and 50 or something like that. And then whoever's closest to the number, that's who starts opens the first layer. And so you open a single layer, and then the gift goes around. And then once the final layer's been opened and the gift's underneath it, then it's yours. So it was kind of funny. Wow. Yeah, so it's kind of funny. Like, my grandfather was, my mom's dad that you've met, he's won, since we've been doing it for 6 years now, he's won 3 out of the 6.
Wow.
So, and then he's won 3 out of the 6. My wife has won once, and my brother Andrew has won the other time, and then my sister won as well, and none of the rest of us have ever won.
Is it a good gift?
It's usually a, like, one time it was a t-shirt. Most of the time it's just a t-shirt. Sometimes it's it depends. Sometimes it was, one time it was a gift card. No, it wasn't a gift card. It was a it was like one time it was, I forget what it was. One time it was like this really nice, oh no, it was from their trip to Ireland. It was a really nice, custom made, dish. It was, I think it was like either a mug or a plate or something like that. Cool. There's some, it was something that we all, when we went on that vacation, we all had wanted it. We all liked it. And so like that was, I think my, sister won that one. I can't remember if that was right, but, it was, some of it, most of the time, it's just, most of the time it's just a t-shirt. Other times it's, you know, something that when we go on vacation, we have all wanted or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's kind of different. It's different. Yeah, it's different. It's a fun family thing, you know, and we're all laughing because, you know, you get towards the end and you think, oh, well, it's going to be you. You know, it's going to be you that's going to have this. And then no. And so then it goes to the next person, you know, and it's really fun. It's fun. It's a fun thing to do.
Well, that's something that you might want to pass on to your kids when. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Particularly if the grandparents come into town, definitely.
Oh yeah, definitely.
You know,
did Amy have any traditions at her house?
You'd have to actually ask her.
I know we're just talking about the holidays, but you know, there's other holidays. I'm not going to get into Groundhog's Day, even though I would get into.
Well,
it,
some of us are more religious about Groundhog Day than others.
Well, something that's more religious?
No, I said some of us are more religious about Groundhog Day than others.
Oh, yeah, that's true, and I won't mention any names, even though I'm the one doing the talking right now. But like Halloween when you were kids, did you do anything fun on Halloween? Besides trick-or-treating?
Well, trick-or-treating, no, I mean, there wasn't anything too big. I've always, my favorite holiday's always been 4th of July.
Okay. What's your family tradition for that?
Well, I mean, we usually do. I mean, it's launching fireworks. It's the grilling. It's, you know.
Yeah,
it's,
yeah, I get it.
It's being around family and appreciating. Yeah. I really like 4th of July because it's appreciating of who you are, where you're from, and what country you live in. You know. And
oh yeah, definitely.
It, the appreciation of being an American.
I think it's lost on a lot of people because they're. Even though we are celebrating our country's birthday, I think a lot of people are just into the fire, like you said, the fireworks and the grilling, but they're not reading into the whole picture.
Right.
I mean, it's great to get together with your family, but you got to realize why you're all there. And of course, kids aren't going to realize it. They'll learn about it in school. They'll know what 4th of July is in school, but when they're there, they just want to shoot fireworks and eat.
Right. And I think a lot of my American appreciation, a lot of my appreciation for being an American comes from my grandfather who did serve. I mean, he never really saw any combat, but, I mean, he served in the military he was going to be part of the invasion force of Japan. And yeah. I have a genuine appreciation of being an American. I think America's the greatest country. And that's why I enjoy 4th of July so much. A lot of people I come across, they don't feel the same way. And it's like, I really don't care. I'm going to appreciate being an American. And I'm going to celebrate 4th of July because I really like 4th of July.
Will you sit or stand on 4th of July? Of course I'm going to stand. You're going to stand because you're an American.
Yeah.
We're not, I don't want to get into Star Spangled Banner crap, but you and I both agree on that one.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, we do. For sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's 4th of July. I remember shooting fireworks when I was a kid. That was always fun, but
yeah.
I didn't really have an appreciation for that holiday until I got older.
Yeah.
Cuz it's a kid thing. All I can think about is the fireworks, shooting the firecrackers and all that stuff.
Right.
But when you get older, you do. You start appreciating it. And maybe that's something that you have a chance to do with your kids is you know, make them, you know, do all the traditional kid stuff and everything at 4th of July. Go see the fireworks displays if you have one near you. But you know, instill in them the importance of that holiday.
Right, for sure.
My buddy was a school teacher in London, and when he was teaching over there, they got to the 4th of July. And the kids are all kind of saddened when they talk about that. And he asked him, he said, what's the matter? Why'd you get sad when I started talking about the 4th of July? And they said, well, we figured that was a holiday that the Americans made fun of us. And he said, they don't do that. And then I joked with him. I said, no, you said, no, we're just happy we kicked your ass. No. I said, he goes, no, man, those kids felt really bad. They thought it was a holiday where they made fun of people in Great Britain. Mm-mm. And I said, no, they don't do that. He had explained it to them. And I'm wondering if that was instilled in their culture over there.
Right. Well, and I'm sure history, people that have taught history over in Britain probably get it wrong as to why 4th of July is such a big deal for America.
Right. You right.
And that's not to say that it's their fault, because, you know, it's not the holiday traditions are only important, or really, and this is kind of demeaning to say it, but traditions, no matter what the holiday is, are important to the people that celebrate it.
Right.
And so, yeah,
that's true.
You know, like Cinco de Mayo, Mexico doesn't really celebrate Cinco de Mayo. Mexico celebrates their Independence Day and Day of the Dead, you know, but they don't really celebrate. They don't really celebrate Cinco de Mayo the way America does. America celebrates Cinco de Mayo, you know.
Oh, my God. When I was in Denver, Cinco de Mayo was like a major, it was like almost like a whole week holiday in
right.
Denver.
I mean,
it was nuts.
You know, and I mean, people, only Star Wars nerds celebrate May the 4th, you know, like.
Yeah, I mean, and it, you're right about cultures. Like, I know another thing I remember was a black holiday, Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big one. And I have nothing, you know, we've got holidays in there. I used to joke that Hallmark created these holidays with soul cards. But there's genuinely some holidays. I know people don't care about Arbor Day so much, but if you look at it, we need trees.
Right.
It's just important stuff and I don't mean this to sound like a pun, but for us to get back to our roots, because we need trees to live, but people generally don't celebrate holidays unless they're like, it's a big holiday, but
in Earth Day, I'd much rather celebrate Arbor Day than Earth Day.
Yeah.
You know,
but you
appreciate,
know, they're
the earth.
You know, getting back to 4th of July, though, there's days that we have solemn days, and I don't know if people really respect that as much either. And kids don't like Memorial Day, Veterans Day. Those are big holidays. Well, they're not going to probably get too much into Veterans Day, but Memorial Day, that's the time to get together with family and have a barbecue, mm-hmm. and it's like, you know, that's something else maybe you can do with your kids. Explain to them why we have Memorial Day.
Oh, for
you know,
sure.
You want to make it a happy family day, but you also have to respect the fact that so many gave their lives so you could have that happy holiday.
Right. Right. Well, there was Memorial Day used to be. Memorial Day used to be on a specific day every year for a while. I can't remember. Can't remember what the day was, but it was supposed to be on the same day every year. There's a tradition in Israel, their Memorial Day, they stop, all traffic stops. Everything stops for 10 minutes or so.
On Memorial Day?
In Israel, on Memorial Day.
Oh, in Israel. Oh, yeah, okay.
And on their Memorial Day at, like, noon, everything stops for, like, 10 minutes. So wherever you are, you stop. And you appreciate you think about your fallen comrades and you appreciate that,
yeah.
Which I think is kind of cool. I think it's a little bit inconvenient for a lot of people, but I think it's kind of cool.
Do you think
it's a little bit different?
Is there any other holidays that you had a traditional thing that you did?
I enjoy Christmas. I enjoy Christmas not because my wife enjoys Advent a lot.
Oh, yeah, a lot of people are into that. They even have the calendars up.
Yeah, and my wife loves Advent. She loves the Advent calendar. I enjoy Christmas not for... I enjoy Christmas for, you know, because it's birth of Savior and stuff, but I enjoy Christmas not for getting gifts, but for giving gifts. I really, it's a good, a lot of people don't like giving gifts because you think, oh, it's the measure of how well you know somebody. But to me, it's like, it gives you an opportunity to give somebody something that they either wouldn't have thought of, or gives you the opportunity to measure how well you really know the person. You know, and I enjoy giving gifts almost more so than getting gifts, pretty much, you know. I am. So
no, I like giving gifts more. I don't really care if I get any gifts, but I like giving gifts.
Right.
I get a better feeling for doing that. And birthdays too. You know, I don't necessarily count birthdays as holidays, but they're another time you give gifts.
No. Although it's kind of funny, you'll appreciate this story. My birthday was a couple weeks ago, and I have a coworker that I work with now. Her birthday's the day before mine. And so she's like, oh, you know, how old are you going to be? And I, it was her birthday and my birthday was the next day. And I said, she goes, how old are you going to be? And I said, oh, I'm going to be 21. And she goes, no, there's no way you're going to be 21. And I said, no, I think I'm going to be 21 this year. And my employees, they started busting up laughing because they were right there, and they were like, oh, you can finally drink now. I said, yeah, I'm gonna go party it up at a club and order, you know. And I was like, it'll be 4 years until my insurance rates go down. It's gonna be great, you know. And this coworker, she's like, there's no way you're gonna be 21, you know. And so she goes into her office, and then she and I were chatting about a group that's coming up, and then she goes, are you serious? She goes, are you seriously gonna be 21 tomorrow? And I said, well, you do know that gullible is not in the dictionary, right? And she goes, it's not. And I said, do you want to look up the definition of gullible? She goes, oh, you're calling me gullible. I said, yeah. I was like, no, I'm going to be 29. And she goes, oh, it's so funny. But this guy's just, yeah, it's so
silly. You can be whatever age you want in your mind.
Right. Well, did you hear about that guy that's trying to identify as a 29-year-old, and he's like 65 or something like that, and he's trying to get his
age? No, I didn't hear about that.
Yeah, it's in Germany. There's a guy that's trying to legally get his age changed from 65 to 29.
And the reason for this is
because he feels 29. He identifies as a 29-year-old.
Well, I guess it's like a transgender thing with age.
Yep. God. Well, it was so funny because I was watching Louder with Crowder, and he goes, you know, when we say this is a slippery slope and you didn't believe us, and now it's the slippery slope, and now we're like, oh, it's here. It's here. Yeah. You know, but it's really funny. But that's politics, and we don't need to talk about politics.
No, that's all right.
But anyway,
we always go off subject. It's
part of the podcast for sure. But anyway, so we're at 50.
New Year's.
A good tradition. I enjoy New Year's.
I had fun last New Year's. I think I hung out with a couple people that were my neighbors.
I think we had fun too.
Yeah, we did, and we watched Die Hard, even though I don't think it's a holiday movie. But I don't.
You and my wife. It's so sad.
I know. And you and your mother think it is a holiday movie.
It is a holiday movie.
And my son thinks it's a holiday movie.
It is a holiday movie.
Whatever.
It occurs on Christmas. It occurs on Christmas.
Go read Hostage Terrorist.
The entire movie sets it up as a Christmas movie. And then the terrorists take over.
Would you let your kids watch that at Christmas time?
Once they turn 15.
Oh, yeah, see? It's not a traditional Christmas
movie. I didn't say it was a traditional Christmas movie. I didn't say it was a traditional Christmas movie. I said it is a Christmas movie, but it's not a traditional Christmas movie.
Oh, okay.
There is a fine line.
So 15 is the age they can watch that movie,
15
huh?
is the age they can watch that movie.
Okay. So until then, they just can hear about it in stories with the family.
Until then, we're just going to be quoting lines. Welcome to the potty, pal.
Well, don't show them. Don't traumatize them. Show them like the town without Christmas. Don't show them that stuff. They'll get scared. And the Grinch. Oh, they'll freak out if they see the Grinch. Oh, man,
the Grinch. Ugh. Have you seen the cartoon one? The trailer for that new cartoon one?
I've seen the trailer.
I was like, I don't know.
They're just rehashing something that's already out there. I know. Now, what would be more interesting to watch the Netflix thing with Kurt Russell playing Santa Claus.
I have not seen that. I'm wondering if my wife's going to watch that soon.
I saw previews for that. It looks pretty funny.
Yeah. Christmas Chronicles.
The Christmas Chronicles. Yeah, he looks like Santa Claus.
Yeah, he does. He does.
But I don't think he's going to act like him. Nope.
He's not gonna be the Tim Allen Santa Claus that we know, though.
No, not at all. But he might be a little jaded. Of course, we could get Billy Bob Thornton to play Bad Santa.
It's true. That's gonna be interesting. Showing the original Santa Claus movie to my kids with Tim.
Oh,
Allen.
The original one. Yeah.
With Tim Allen.
Yeah, I think they got weirder as it went on.
Yeah, but the first one is still pretty.
Yeah, the first one's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then there was, I think the first Christmas with me, I took my oldest son to, he was three, we went to the theater, and he dumped a bucket of popcorn on his lap, but that's, like, kids do that. We saw the Santa Claus, the movie, mm-hmm. The one with Dudley Moore, mm-hmm. Where he's an elf. Yeah, that's the one I took him to.
Yeah. My argument, here's an argument for why Die Hard's a movie. Die Hard's a Christmas movie because Home Alone, it is a movie because Home Alone is considered a Christmas movie, and Home Alone can occur without being on Christmas either.
Well, they had two Christmas Home Alones. One where they were in Chicago.
We're only talking about the first one. We're only talking about the first Die Hard, and we're only talking about the first Home Alone
too. Though they were taking a Christmas trip that time too. They were in Chicago the first one and New York the second one.
Right.
Okay. So you're saying those are both Christmas movies, even though
they're considered Christmas movies. Do you consider them Christmas movies?
But they eventually, Christmas happened while the movies were both going on.
Right. Both Die Hard and.
But did Christmas ever come on the Die Hard movie?
No, it was on Christmas.
I thought it was Christmas Eve.
Was it Christmas Eve?
Yeah, it was a Christmas Day.
I thought it was on Christmas.
No, they wouldn't be. Those people would be sitting at the office on Christmas Day. Why would they all be?
I don't know if they're all paid five. If you paid me $500,000 a year, I'd go to Christmas in the office.
It was at night. You're telling me that they got all those employees there for a Christmas party on Christmas night?
Yeah, maybe not. Yeah, it's probably Christmas Eve.
Aha! Now we know.
Okay, but Home Alone didn't occur on Christmas Day.
No, you're right. Neither one of them did. But at the end of the movie, it was Christmas Day.
Well, at the end of Die Hard, it was Christmas Day.
Was it daytime when it was over?
It wasn't daytime, but it was probably past midnight.
We'll never know.
I'm gonna find a clock at Die Hard.
I know you are. You won't let this go, I know. Hey, prove me wrong.
Alrighty. Well, I think we're gonna wrap up the podcast here. It's a pretty good episode.
I think it was.
It's got some good traditions. You know, listeners that are out there, the five of you that are left, you know, send us your holiday traditions. You can email us at SocraticNeighbors@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter @SocraticPodcast. You can give us a shout to let us know what you think. Tell us what your holiday traditions are. Maybe we'll read a few on the podcast. I don't know what we're going to do for December for our podcast, but we'll figure something out.
We definitely will.
And
maybe we'll talk about the Die Hard movies.
Maybe we'll talk about Die Hard. Give us a shout. This has been Lotus, and with me in the studio, my co-host
Quick Carl.
And we're still recording. It's few and far between with the episodes because both of my work schedule is very busy, and you've got a lot of stuff going on too. But we'll continue to record and put out content upon occasion and keep up with the emails as they come in. I haven't heard from listener Tyler in a while, so hopefully we'll be able to talk to him, and hopefully he's listening. But
anyway, get him on again.
Yeah, and if we don't record a podcast before Christmas, Merry Christmas to our listeners, and hope you had a great Thanksgiving. We look forward to hearing from you guys, and thank you so much for